On a rainy night in Ballston Spa, New York, about 40 people, veterans, their friends, and their families, pack into the Saratoga County Vet Center. They've turned a small conference room into a makeshift theater. Actor and DCRUIT program director Stefan Wolfert welcomes veterans to the stage.
Plant your heels, breathe, share your truth, and seamlessly transition into the Shakespeare monologue.
Wolfert wasn't always an actor. He was in the Army for a long time, but after a while, he felt broken and burnt out. He went to see a play, Richard III, and he remembers one monologue that basically changed his life.
Richard III talking to the audience saying, "The war's over, I'm really good at it, I'm there, I fit in, now I don't fit in, what do? I'm lost."
The first time he heard that, Wolfert broke down. It hit on exactly what he was thinking and feeling. Not long after, he left the Army, and he had a hard time.
We leave the military, we leave all of our structure, all of our mission, all of our training, all of our support, and now we have none. We're wired for war, but never unwired from war.
Wolfert ended up going back to school and becoming a classically trained actor. There was something therapeutic for him about performing Shakespeare, which got him thinking. Maybe he could use theater to help others. So he worked with psychologists at NYU to design the DCRUIT class. It's a 7-week traveling workshop where veterans use creative writing, Shakespeare, and breathing techniques to process their experiences.
They read it, they remember it, then they use the Shakespeare monologue to purge it from their bodies, and then when they're done, it's out. The description we get from all of them is, "I feel lighter."
One by one, veterans take the stage. This group has been through a lot. Combat, PTSD, sexual assault, violence, drunk driving, poverty, illness, and death. Steve Cipitelli is a 32-year-old Navy veteran. In 2011, he deployed to Libya. He got shot in the back and walks with a cane now. On stage, sharing his story, he's powerful.
"The back issues, the PTSD, migraines, nightmares, night sweats, flashbacks, tremors, anxiety, standoff behavior, memory loss, the depression, neuropathy and radiculopathy, and so much more. Don't forget, not all wounds are visible."
He recites Hermione's monologue from A Winter's Tale.
"My past life hath been as content, as chaste, as true, as I am now unhappy. For behold me to prate, to talk for life and honor for. Who please to come and hear for life, I prize it, as I weigh grief, which I would spare for honor. 'Tis a derivative from me to mine."
The audience sits, rapt and respectful, as each veteran performs. Afterwards, Wolfert and volunteers pass out surveys. They found that veterans who participate in the program report having fewer symptoms of depression and PTSD. They also measure veterans' heart coherence and take EEG readings. And they found that, over the course of the workshop, veterans appear to get less stressed. Steve Cipitelli says getting up there and speaking his truth was tough, but he felt buoyed by all the support.
"I knew I had all my brothers and sisters out there, veterans, who had my back, and that's how I was able to get through it."
In the conference room, people eat cake and sip coffee out of styrofoam cups. Nobody really wants to leave. These past 7 weeks, performing Shakespeare, they've built a community, a place where it's okay to be vulnerable, a place where veterans find solace, and together, they can all lift each other up. I'm Sarah Harris in Ballston Spa, New York.